What's new this year, Sunny, for the Rainforest Festival? Give me a thumbnail sketch of some of what's happening.
On Thursday, there's a new event for the kids, and it's called Diving for Science, and that'll take place in at the float plane dock, where three scientific divers for the Department of Fish and Game will be there in their scuba gear. We'll have the kids down there on the dock with their life jackets, and the divers will teach them all about scuba and how it works and bring up exciting creatures from the depths that they find under the docks so the kids can touch them and learn about them in more detail.
What's coming up on Thursday night?
Yeah, that's the keynote presentation. So we're very excited to have the Raptor Center visiting us from Sitka, and they've brought two raptors with them. So they'll give a presentation. They'll bring the birds. It's there in the assembly chambers. Maybe they'll tell us a bit more about that.
Jen and Lacey, maybe introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about the Raptor Center.
I'm Jen Cedarleaf, and the Raptor Center has been a part of Sitka since 1980. We started in someone's garage, and they found an injured bald eagle and decided they wanted to help it, and it just grew from there. We moved to a small area on the Sheldon Jackson campus, and then we eventually got our own 13-acre property, and we've been rehabilitating and releasing wild birds back into the wild since then. Mostly bald eagles. That's our main patient.
My name's Lacey from the Alaska Raptor Center, and at the presentation, we will actually be showing two different bird species. So we have a Harlan's red-tailed hawk, which is a subspecies of your western red tail, a little bit more uncommon, and so he's really beautiful. And then we have a barred owl that we'll also be talking about. And we'll probably just talk about why it's important to rehabilitate raptors, doing question and answer sessions, so whatever the public may want to know, we'll be able to answer questions from them.
And are these birds that you'll eventually be releasing, or are these ones that just can't go back out into the wild?
Right. These are non-releasable birds. So their new job is educational ambassadors for their species. So.
And Sunny, also there's a presentation in addition to the Raptor Center presentation.
Yeah, so Marlene Wagner, who some folks might know, she worked for the Forest Service here for many years, is back in town, and she's going to give us a talk about her research, which sort of ties together all the parts of the rainforest, the marine environment as well as the terrestrial environment. So she's looked at the impacts of salmon on songbirds, which doesn't seem very logical, but when you think about how all the nutrients cycle through our systems, that's what she sort of looked at. So we'll get more details from her.
So Up Close with Raptors and Fishes in the Forest is the Thursday night 7 p.m. Keynote presentations. And then on Friday, maybe Karen Dillman, if you would jump in on some of the events going on Friday.
Yeah, we have an artist coming to town. Her name is Kristen Link, and she's from McCarthy, Alaska, and she's an incredible botanical artist. Some of her work you could find online on her website. And she'll be doing a brown bag lunch presentation about about scientific illustration, and then also making sketchbooks with kids that afternoon. And so the kids will be able to take away something that they made with her and learn how to do some field sketching. And then that evening on Friday, we have our memorial art show for Annabelle Baker, and every year we do have an art show, but this year is a special one to honor Annabelle, and the theme of the art show is Creatures of Our Forest, and a lot of people have entered really neat pieces of art creations, and so you'll be able to see that night, and we'll also have an edible art auction where people can bring in their creations that are edible and that we can auction off and make a little money for the festival.
And that starts at 6 p.m. Friday at the Clausen Memorial Museum. Is the art actually on display already?
It is. So it's been there since last Saturday, so you still have a few more days to look at it.
We also added this year a poetry reading, and this was inspired by last year we had a little writing class after the Rainforest Festival. And so we're hoping people will bring poems that they've written, or they can even bring in poems that others have written that they like that are sort of inspired or make them think about what it is to live in our rainforest.
Well, Saturday, Karen, can you hit on some of the highlights Saturday?
Something that we haven't had before is fly tying, and Dave Nauman, our local expert in fly tying, is going to have a workshop for anybody. I think there might be an age limit, but there's a limit of 10 people for that class, and that will be at the assembly chambers, and we've never had that before, so that'll be really fun for people to create flies. I think it's called the He told us to
be tying an egg-sucking leech.
Egg-sucking leech.
Oh, very popular pattern.
Yes.
For all sorts of species.
And we, of course, have a muskeg walk. It's always popular because people like to know what's growing in the muskeg. And this time of year, it's so beautiful with the colors. So Mary Clemens from the Forest Service is going to lead that.
And you folks from the Raptor Center, you have an event you're going to do on Saturday, a field trip?
We're going to look at the raptor habitat in this area and signs of raptors.
And other birds.
And other birds, yes. And you guys have some birding expertise beyond raptors, right?
So. Yeah, I'm a seasoned birder, so I'll point out as many birds as I can.
So maybe folks want to bring their binoculars? Be a good
oh,
idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
And then there's a botanical art class.
So there's an inside workshop, and then there's also something outside for kids that day. The inside one is for botanical illustration, and that's for older high school kids to adults. And that'll be with Kristen Link from McCarthy. And then Eric Castro from the Forest Service will do his outside fish printing on T-shirts and paper, and that'll be at the Sandy Beach. And so just you don't even have to bring a T-shirt. You can if you want to, but he'll have T-shirts and paint and fish. So.
And then another prominent scientist, Jan Straley, will be giving a talk starting at 7 that night at the Assembly Chambers on whales.
Yeah, Jan's got some really interesting research that Jen has actually worked with her on, I believe, so there's some neat connections going on. But she's going to give us a talk on a bit of that. She's been looking at not only what's going on with sperm whales and depredation on the long line, but also the humpback whales and the hatchery releases and other just general information about the whales that we encounter and we're out on the water.
Okay, and there's a whale-watching charter on Sunday. Is that all filled up?
No, we still have a few slots left for that. You can go to the Visitor's Center and sign up for that. It's all day. We'll be out on Ron Lesh's boat with Jan Straley acting as our guide. Hopefully we'll have nice weather for that.
Pretty special. And then another kids event.
Right, at Sandy Beach. The tides aren't always good this time of year, but we have a little bit of a low tide for Gina Esposito to lead a tide pool walk. So bring your boots and your rain gear if it's a nasty day, and we'll go out tromping around in the mud with Gina.
And finally, more opportunity for art.
So with Kristen Link, we're going to be going out in the field and learning the technique of field sketching, botanical field sketching.